Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast today, brought to you by Your Network of Praise. Now, let's join the conversation.
It's Friendraiser here at Your Network of Praise, and we're excited about the opportunity we have this afternoon to continue reaching out to more and more people in East Africa with the message of Christ. And we've been working very hard to figure out the best way to do that, and we'll be talking a lot this afternoon as we invite you to partner with us, as we're going to be sending radios to East Africa so that we can extend the listenership of New Life Radio. On the line with us right now, we have Tim White. Whitehead from Galcom International. And Tim, welcome to Your Network of Praise.
Roger, thank you so much. It's great to be with you.
Well, first of all, I'd like to just ask you, tell us a little bit about Galcom. For those listeners who haven't heard of the ministry before, how did it get started and what do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, back in the 1980s, there were three big shortwave radio ministries, Far East Broadcasting, Transworld Radio, and HCJB, which is now called Reach Beyond. And they had a plan to cover the world with Christian shortwave. And our founder was doing some mission work in Kenya, northern Kenya, and he was in this little town. And he knew there was a broadcast in their language, but nobody owned a radio. So God spoke to him and said, Alan, you make them solar-powered radios, fixed-tuned or locked on to this station so they can hear the gospel exclusively. You know, a lot of us, our spiritual appetites, we're not interested in the things of God before we come to Christ. We resist it, and so if you're given any old radio, you'll turn the dial, but fixed tune, lock on the Christian broadcast, solar powered, and now they can hear the gospel every day in their language by someone local. And so that's what we've been doing over the last 30 years. We've sent out a million of these radios, partnered with 300-400 different missionary partners. And we're really excited about partnering with you there at Your Network of Praise.
Yeah, this is going to be a huge thing to be sending the radios now. There will be 1,000 units going to the Republic of Tanzania. Describe these radios to us. It's more than just a radio, in fact.
You're right. As I already mentioned, solar powered. And we put a couple of rechargeable AA batteries in there so they can listen at night or indoors. We've got an antenna on there that a lot of people wear as a lanyard. So we have pictures of people working out in their fields or walking along the path wearing the radio around their neck. It's about the size of a normal cell phone, a little bit thicker for the batteries. But we've also added an MP3 player where we put the audio Bible or sermons or music or other messages on the player as well. So say the station's off the air for repairs or something's going on, they hit a little button on there and now they can navigate through the scriptures in their own language, which solves another issue. 70% of the people in the world don't read. Either they don't have a written language or it's an oral culture where reading isn't really important. And so adding that audio Bible just accelerates the discipleship alongside that live radio teaching.
Yeah, we're really excited about that part because we know that we will have times where the station might be off the air. But even when it's on, we know that there's just something special about being able to hear the Word of God. And so to have that all incorporated into one unit that we'll be able to put into people's hands for a very, very reasonable price, this is huge. And so we'll have a Swahili language Bible on the units in addition to the units being fixed-tuned to 96.7. And then we also are able to put some custom content on there. So we'll have messages from the New Life Radio staff and Bishop Eludi. Tim, this is just remarkable, the technology we have. So we're really excited about getting this done this afternoon.
Yeah, so are we. And we believe so strongly in what you're doing there in Tanzania and East Africa that we want to chip in. We want to match the funds that your supporters give so that the radios, I guess, kind of cost half as much. We can do a lot more work together in partnership to get the gospel out. And so we want to help any way we can. We want to encourage people to call in and give the gift of radio. You know, when you're down, things are going bad, you can turn on the Christian radio station, a song comes on to encourage you, or a sermon just touches your heart. Mm-hmm. Now imagine that for someone in Tanzania who doesn't have TV, doesn't have internet, doesn't have any other source. Maybe their church is a 3-hour walk away. Radio is vital for their growth. So this is a great idea. We're so happy to be partnering with you.
Yeah. And we've gotten so many testimonies from people all over our portion of Tanzania and heard very dramatic testimonies about how people came to Christ. And then as they had that chance to hear New Life Radio on a daily basis, they grew in their faith. And pretty soon extended family members and neighbors and friends started saying, "What's going on with you?" And they had the opportunity, even in their first 6 months or first year as believers, they actually were leading people to Christ. So we see God doing big things as these radios get out into people's hands.
Oh, we have stories from all over the world that along the same lines. And we've noticed that radio accelerates the discipleship work of a church. You think about it. If you go to church every Sunday, the pastor teaches you, equips you. Maybe you have a Sunday school class where they're training you how to share your faith or how to go through hard times. But what happens the rest of the week? And if you come from maybe an animist culture where you go to a witch doctor, or maybe an Islamic culture where you're trying to work your way to heaven, you lose sight of what you learned on Sunday. And so radio, that daily connection with the gospel, that daily teaching from God's word, grows these believers faster. As you said, within a year of becoming a Christian, they're leading others to Christ. And we've seen this all over the world because of the power of radio.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Islamic culture and the animist culture, and we have both of those. Our region of Tanzania is about 40% Muslim and about 30% animist and other local religions. So this is a huge mission field. And as these radios go out, now we send out one unit to someone, and our staff will be distributing them. How many people does that touch on average?
Yeah, what we tend to do is we do one radio per family. And that ends up usually being, you know, a couple of huts in a community. You know, it's mom and dad, three or four kids, and maybe uncle or aunt or grandma and grandpa. So we're saying one radio per 10 people. Wow. So you talk about a goal of 1,000 radios. That's 10,000 people directly hearing the radio, not to mention then, like you said, who they're witnessing to and who they're sharing with.
Yeah, and we're really excited about this because we've been trying to find ways to increase our signal coverage of Tanzania, but this is an opportunity we have with very little additional cost, just this one-time cost of purchasing the units today. We have the opportunity to, right within our existing coverage area, reach many, many more people, thousands of additional people with the gospel, just by doing this one-time purchase of these radios and then our staff getting them out into people's hands.
And I got to say too, one thing I didn't mention, these radios are made extra durable. The solar panel's bigger than it needs to be. The batteries are longer lasting than what you'd normally buy on the shelf. They're custom made batteries. The plastic is the same quality as Fisher Price toys. So they don't chip or break. You can smash it on the ground. These things are going to last. This isn't a one-time thing. This is an investment because these radios are going to last 10, 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Well, we're very excited about that. You can also go to our website, ynop.org, and you can see some pictures of these radios, so you'll be able to have an idea of what it looks like. And it's really a remarkable thing. And Tim, we're excited that they'll not only have the chance to hear New Life Radio, but hear the Swahili Bible. Whenever they want to hear it, they can just click that on and listen. And then the additional custom content from Bishop Eludi and the staff at New Life Radio. So we are really thankful to have the opportunity to work with you and Galcom Ministries on this very important outreach.
We're honored to be partnering with you as well, Roger. God bless you.
Well, thank you. Tim Whitehead, president of Galcom International, and we'll be getting underway about 2 o'clock this afternoon with your opportunity to partner with us. So stay tuned as our fundraiser continues on Your Network of Praise.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast by Your Network of Praise. We enjoy bringing a variety of conversations your way about important topics or events. We hope you'll share these with your friends and family, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast by linking to our page at ynop.org, so you'll always be informed when there are new conversations ready for your enjoyment. To find out more about Your Network of Praise, go to ynop.org or visit us on Facebook.